Hey beautiful people, welcome to First Space Podcast. You can tell that this episode is going to be a really, really short one because my voice is not cooperating with me today. It is my birthday today and I have always wanted to record an episode on my birthday, so here you go. Well, there's really, you know, nothing much. It's Monday, obviously I'm working, but I'm having a good time. The love that I have received since I started my day has been so amazing. The love has been so overwhelming. I'm so excited and I'm so happy and so grateful for the many, many blessings to come. And yeah, I'm so happy that I get to share this day with you, my people, my beautiful people. And yes, you can tell I'm super excited. And yeah, it's been a really, really good year for me, thank God. I mean, it's not perfect, but thank God. Well, I'm in my late 20s and I know you're probably tired of people, you know, telling you like the things I wish I knew in my early 20s and yeah, and you know, all those things. Trust me, I'm also tired. But honestly, there are some things that, you know, I wish I knew in my early 20s. And yeah, I mean, no regrets. I was talking to my sister last night and I'm like, yeah, no regrets. I mean, there were some things that I could have done, you know, a few years back, but it's fine. That is why God has given us the chance, the opportunity to grow and to learn from our mistakes. So whether you are in your early 20s, just be responsible, honestly. So no regrets if you are in your late 20s, that's okay. Just know that God has great plans for you. Learn from your mistakes. Yeah, you know, learn, grow from every situation that comes your way because life is not perfect. Some things will happen to you that will actually push you. It will test your faith. It will test your limits. And all you need to do is just, you know, just go with the flow. Honestly, go with the flow. Don't do too much. No pressure. Don't, you know, put unnecessary pressure on yourself. Pray to God. Be hardworking and enjoy your 20s. Oh my goodness, travel when you can. If you have the resources, please travel, explore the world. I feel like your early 20s are like, you know, those years that you're supposed to explore, but I feel like age does not like have this, you know, certain, like, you don't have to be a certain age before you can enjoy the finest things in the world. So yeah, I mean, but then again, your early 20s, you gotta enjoy. You need to, like, you know, live in the moment, but don't get in trouble. Be responsible. Yes, I know I mentioned to you that I was not going to bore you with the things I learned or the things I wish I knew in my early 20s and all those things. Yes, yeah, I remember that. But then again, there are some things that I feel like I just need to tell you. And it is not like, you know, age related or anything, you know, it's just basic things that I know you've probably, you know, heard somewhere. But this is just a reminder, basically. So now that I'm in my late 20s, very, very late 20s, I feel like there's some things that I've learned over the years, and there's some things that I'm still learning right now that I feel that I should share with you. And yeah, these are the things, and they are in no particular order. So the first thing is, forgive yourself. Yes, forgive yourself. Some things may have happened in the past, and you know, you still blame yourself for it. Please stop. Don't blame yourself for anything. Honestly, the deed has been done. So forget about it. Now it's time to move on. Let go of the past. Let go of past mistakes. If someone, you know, has done something really, really bad to you, I'm really sorry. But then again, you just have to let go. Just move on, okay? And forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for trusting the person. Forgive yourself for allowing the situation to happen. Just forgive yourself, honestly, so you can move on and be happy regardless. And the second thing on my list is, build on genuine friendships. You don't have to have a lot of friends. Yeah, when I was growing up, oh my goodness, I had so many friends. I knew a lot of people. I mean, I still know so many people right now, but my friendship circle is small, which I absolutely love. And I heard, it may not be true, but I heard that in your 30s, it is hard to make friends. Like, you know, it is hard to make great friends, which I beg to differ. I feel like in any stage of your life, or at any stage of your life, you will find some really, really intentional people, good people that will love you genuinely, that will care so much about you and respect you as well. So I don't think you can find, you know, great friends at any point in your life. So yeah, but build on, you know, great friendships. If you have great friends around you, please don't let them go. Do not let them go. Pray for them. Just, you know, be intentional as well, because they're intentional about you. They care so much about you. So the only thing you can do is to reciprocate the love and the kindness they show to you. So please don't burn unnecessary bridges. But if the person is not, you know, being genuine, if you know that this friendship is not leading anywhere, then don't patch anything. But if you know within your spirit that you are making a great choice by being with this person, or by being with this friend, then yeah, continue. I mean, friendships are not perfect. Yeah, you'll fight, you'll argue, but some friends will never let you go. So those friends that you know that they love you for who you are, despite how annoying you are, then don't let them go, okay? And the other thing that I have on my list is invest in yourself. Oh my god, yeah, you just need to invest in yourself, honestly. Watch videos, learn new skills, read books. Me that I'm saying read books, I don't read books, so but I watch podcasts, I watch, you know, helpful podcasts and all those things. So you can actually start from there. Yeah, if you are a book lover, obviously, you know, read books that will enlighten you. If you are someone like me that loves listening to podcasts or watching videos, just, you know, do what you like. But then again, you have to invest in yourself. You are not getting any younger, so you need to invest in yourself. I believe my listeners are over the age of 21. Yeah, I believe so. Except my baby cousins. But then again, I feel like at any point in your life, you have to invest in yourself. Yeah, you have to. What else do you have on my list? And love yourself. Yeah, love yourself. I won't say more than that. If I actually I don't even want to say more than that, but please love yourself so much. And another thing that I have on my list is, take care of your health. Yes, your health is very, very important. So you need to take care of yourself, your mental health, you know, even physically, spiritually, take care of yourself. It's good food, it's fruits. Limit your soda intake, drink more water. Just please, you know, take care of yourself. Yeah, that's the main thing. Take care of yourself. Also, save. Yes, please save. Don't spend your paycheck on so many things when you can actually save for the future. Just please cultivate the habit of saving. It is very, very important. I wish I knew that in my early 20s. So yeah, that is one of the things that, you know, that I started working on a few years ago. And please just start saving, honestly. Save for the rainy days, save for your future. If you don't have kids yet and you want them, save for your kids as well. You really want to take care of your children. So yeah, and enjoy every moment. Yes, I said save and invest in yourself, but at the same time, you need to enjoy every moment as well. Everything does not have to be materialistic. You just, you know, you need time to relax. Just enjoy, really enjoy. Don't get stressed out necessarily. Another point that I have on my list is networking. Yeah, LinkedIn is a great choice. It's a really, really, really good one. And I feel like it does not even end on LinkedIn. There are so many apps that we have now, and I believe that we can make great connection online. Yes, so invest on that too. And there's something that I would love to start now. They are finance books, you know, books that will teach you about money, how to save money, the secrets behind money, and you know, something really, really I think I need to go now. I thought my voice was already cooperative, but I guess it's time for me to go. Yeah, so books on finance. I have not read any book on finance, don't get me wrong. I am trying to, I really want to get a book on finance this year, because yeah, I need to work on myself in terms of that too. So yes, please, yes, please work on yourself, read books. Yeah, I don't think I have anything to say. Well, I hope this episode is worth your time, and ignore my voice. I hope I was able to pass a message across to you, and I really, really hope to be back soon. And well, my birthday is going fine, like I mentioned earlier. I don't know if I want to go out today. We are having winter storm in Minnesota, and I don't know. And you know, I have cough, I have cold, so I don't know if I'm up for, you know, hanging out today. But then again, yeah, whatever thing that happens today or my birthday week, I would definitely come back to share everything with you. But right now I have to go. My voice is no longer cooperating with me anymore. So bye guys, I love you so much, and thank you for your birthday wishes.